KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, working to improve health outcomes for patients in our communities from their new location at 1607 East 7th Street, the former Sears building. And at 7:07, we have fair skies here in Atlantic and 56 degrees. We look forward to be partly to mostly sunny today with a high of 92 and winds south at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Fair to partly cloudy tonight, a low of 68. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. An excessive heat watch will be in effect from Wednesday morning through Wednesday evening for Cass and area counties, including Sac, Crawford, Carroll, Audubon, Guthrie, Dallas, Madison, Adams, Union, Taylor, and Ringgold. And there is a heat advisory that will be in effect from noon tomorrow through 9 p.m. Thursday for the far west and southwest counties, including Monona, Harrison, Shelby, Pottawatomie, Mills, and Montgomery counties. The dangerously hot conditions will be from 100 to 110 degrees possible with the heat index throughout the listening area due to the heats and high humidity. In the news, one person died Saturday during a single vehicle accident in Madison County. According to the Madison County Sheriff's Office, at around 8:50 p.m., a 911 call was received about the crash that had taken place at the intersection of Clark Tower Road and 230th Lane just south of Winterset. Responding deputies discovered the driver and lone occupant of the vehicle still in the vehicle. The driver, identified as 28-year-old Zachary Scott German of Osceola, suffered fatal injuries and was pronounced dead at the scene. Preliminary investigation shows the German was northbound on Clark Tower Road when his vehicle struck the Middle River Bridge guardrail and lost control. After losing control, the vehicle struck one of two limestone pillars at the intersection of 230th Lane before coming to rest. An investigation into the exact cause of the crash is underway. The Adair County Sheriff's Office in Greenfield reports a Yamaha golf cart was stolen from the Greenfield Country Club early Sunday morning. The cart is light purple in color. You can see a picture of that in the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. And if you have any information about the crime or have seen the golf cart, please contact Adair County Sheriff's Office at 641-743-2148. Officials of the Nebraska-Iowa region of the American Red Cross report, as uncertain as the past year has been, one constant has been the need for life-saving blood. Patients rush to emergency rooms, those battling sickle cell disease, and mothers with complicated childbirths rely on the generosity of volunteer donors to help receive the blood transfusions they rely on. And right now, the blood supply has fallen to critical levels. The Red Cross needs to collect more than 1,000 additional blood donations each day to meet current demand as hospitals respond to an unusually high number of traumas and emergency room visits, organ transplants, and elective surgeries. Patients need the help of the American people, who can make a difference by making an appointment to give blood or platelets as soon as possible by using the Red Cross Blood Donor app or visiting redcrossblood.org or calling 1-800-RED-CROSS. And thanks for helping to meet patients' needs. All who come to give between now and July 31st will receive automatic entry for a chance to win gasoline for a year, a $5,000 value, and a $10 Amazon gift card by email. Additional information and details are available at rcblood.org/fuel. Well, the first half of 2021 saw an increased number of disasters, keeping Red Cross volunteers and responders busy. Between January 1st and June 30th in the Nebraska-Iowa region, the Red Cross responded to more than 470 disasters, 95% of which were home fires. Through those responses, the Red Cross served more than 2,000 people. There were 174 disaster events in Nebraska with 755 people assisted. And in Iowa, 297 events, 1,281 individuals were assisted. The Red Cross, as you may or may not know, provides shelter, food, relief supplies, comfort, help, service, recovery planning, and other assistance in times of a disaster through the power of volunteers and the generosity of donors. Nationally, the Red Cross responds to more than 60,000 disasters every year, most of which are home fires. However, large disasters such as floods, tornadoes, hurricanes, and wildfires are increasing with frequency and intensity. And to learn out more about Red Cross disaster relief, go to redcross.org. With last year's derecho, Iowans learned the hard way that highly destructive weather events can be something other than tornadoes or floods. Technically, the derecho was a severe thunderstorm, the most destructive thunderstorm in U.S. history, in fact. National Weather Service meteorologist Alex Krull says they're soon adding severe thunderstorms and thus any future derecho to an important alert system.
Any severe thunderstorm warnings that we believe will produce damaging wind gusts in excess of 80 miles per hour or produce hail sizes baseball or larger will now activate the wireless emergency alerts on your cell phone.
Starting August 2nd, the National Weather Service will be better able to better convey the severity and potential impacts from major thunderstorms to the public in just seconds.
Now they will activate the wireless emergency alerts on your mobile phones, and this will occur for all tornado warnings, as has been in the past few years, for flash flood warnings that are either deemed to be considerable or catastrophic, and then now severe thunderstorm warnings as well.
On average, only about 10% of all severe thunderstorms reach the destructive category, things like a derecho or a supercell storm. When the rare ones hit, people need to know and right away, so the alert system is being expanded.
For most cell phones, it should automatically happen. Some folks do have the alerts turned off on their cell phone, so depending on whether you're using an Apple iPhone or some kind of Android device, you may want to check the settings for what your wireless emergency alerts are set to.
The powerful derecho that struck August 10th, 2020, packed winds of up to 140 miles an hour, the equivalent of a Category 4 hurricane, and it cost more than $13 billion in damage, most of it in Iowa. The storm started causing havoc in western Iowa and moved quickly eastward, doing its worst destruction in the Cedar Rapids area, eventually dissipating in Illinois. In many respects, it was like having a 150-mile-long tornado that was 50 miles wide. That is a check of the news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.